This is Unleashing Leadership, and I'm your host, Travis Moss, and welcome back to our team interview, where we are talking about our Just Cause project with Kayla and Kirsten. Today, we are going to talk about why we changed the word fear to challenges as we drafted our Just Cause. We left off with some inspiration from the movie Moneyball. I know you're probably tired of hearing me talk by now. You'd much rather hear Kayla and Kirsten. So today, we're going to pick back up with them, talking about air, water, and sand.
I wanted to first talk about the challenges that I think this project presented, because I think, you know, from the beginning of the project until now, it has been challenging because it's been a pretty big project. And I know we're not done yet, but I think that it really boils down to narrowing so many ideas into one sentence or cause. Actually defines what it is that we're trying to accomplish. And to me, when we were doing that, it reminded me that every word that was in the sentence we were trying to formulate is very heavy, and that words matter, right? Because technically, every word is going to carry its own weight and promise of what people can expect from us, right? So that to me was like creating that cause and to why we think differently. It's just, you know, about diversity and commitment, respect. And I think that narrowing that whole thing down has just been a big part of this whole process, which created that challenge. But I think we're making good headway on it.
So tell me more about that challenge, because I think that we got pretty close to or have established a Just Cause statement. So where does the challenge live right now?
I think the challenge, to your point, what you were just talking about, is giving it legs, right?
Gotcha.
We now have, you know, a statement, but we're not the type of company that's going to be okay with air times water equals sand, right? We're going to say we have this statement and now we need to actually make it breathe,
right?
We're going to go back and we're going to give it legs, and yeah, it's going to become part of our entire purpose and our company. So, you know, we don't stop here. We're not done yet. Kayla, did you have anything to add to that?
Oh, I was just sitting listening to you. I did. And I'm just like, oh yeah. And I wrote air, water, and sand on my paper now too. So,
well, what does air, water, sand mean to you, Kayla?
To me, it's like, it's three different elements, but they need each other and they need motion, energy, and velocity or something behind it to move them. And they all can move mountains and be huge forces to reckon with. I mean, water is, you know, the most powerful force. And, you know, I think of it as they need each other. But alone, they can be just there and taken for granted. You know, but we have to propel and add energy towards it. So, and I was picturing just, I don't like an inchworm, honestly, and like adding legs and like a little caterpillar and all of us being together and all the legs, like taking this project and just moving it forward and being able to take action into it. You know, I think the thing when I was going through it and then after that resonated a lot was just, it's amazing. Like we use the word challenge or challenges, but it's the motivating factors behind that. It's the behavior behind it, which is the fear and addressing fear. And I know, you know, it's very hard for people, I think, to even identify sometimes that fear is what it is. It's behind something for not moving forward. And I think that that's going to be an amazing experience for, I think, staff and for our community and for those around us. When we learn to open up and be able to identify or realize even that, well, wow, we're held back because of fear. There's something we're afraid of, because it kind of gives you that starting point now. It's not like it's such a big thing that you can't move past. You've got a starting, like a step one with that. So I think to me, that was one of the things that really resonated too, is it does kind of come back to that fear and behind, like something is going to hold you back and you have to address it.
Yeah, that goes back into what one of you were saying about trust and vulnerability, because especially successful people, or especially, you know, males a lot of times too, like people don't want to admit that they're afraid. And that's part of the reason why we changed the word from fear to challenges, is because we wanted it to be someplace where somebody could open up, even if they don't want to necessarily use the word as powerful as fear is, right? Because the first thing is to acknowledge that you're challenged. It doesn't matter if you're challenged by fear or something else. You know, fear is the challenge, you know? And how do we do that if we don't have trust, if we don't create a place of trust? And, you know, trust is about action and it's about virtues. And, you know, there's the whole thing opens up so many deep questions. We did the ideal team player and the whole humble, hungry, and smart framework. And we talked about how, you know, there's not really a great argument for that. We've been working on adopting that in our organization. And that's maybe the framework of creating a trusting environment where people can come in and can acknowledge the fact that I have these fears and anxieties that come with that are shaping the way that I'm responding to things or I'm setting myself up for stuff. And I don't know if you have to have a very, very trusting environment for people to be able to admit those things. And we see it with some of our financial planning work. A lot of times clients will open up to us, and I think with things that they've never even told their family members, sometimes not even telling their spouse. And it's because you create that trusting environment. And so how do you expand upon that and how do you fortify it? We've talked a lot about expanding what we're doing while fortifying where we're already at, right? Don't sacrifice where you're at just so you can move forward, but don't fortify where you're at the sake of moving forward, right? And so it's like, okay, if we're able to move forward and expand upon the lessons that we've already had and take the skills, because I think a lot of the skills are, a lot of the things that make us good at one thing can make us good at another thing. It's just being open to the idea of, you know, that I have to change my perspective a little bit to let that other thing in. But if we expand from our base, and we're fine-tuning our skills and we're becoming better at what we're doing, and we're helping the people even further at the base, we're helping those people have better discussions, address their challenges better, those types of things, then you're fortifying the base at the same time you're making a more inclusive, which is one of the principles of the Just Cause, right? You make it inclusive. Inclusive doesn't mean everybody gets to play. Inclusive means that the people who really want to buy into the idea, there's an opportunity for them to be a part of it. That's what inclusive means, right? I think in the beginning of our project, inclusive, Matt, was like, everybody in the world can do this. It's like, no. That's not what we mean by inclusive. What we mean by inclusive is everybody in the world who wants to go in that, you know, follow that Just Cause can participate. And so I think, you know, this idea of you have to have that trusting environment, it allows people to admit to the challenges or acknowledge the challenges themselves, say, okay, I'm willing for you to help me. It gives you a platform to expand at the same time you're strengthening where you're coming from.